Next is in the matter of Angela Jupin. Ms. Figlin? Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices of the Court, Amanda Figlin, Deputy Ethics Counsel, on behalf of the Office of Attorney Ethics. I have reviewed service in this matter, and service to respondent was proper. In fact, email was sent by Ms. Jupin this afternoon and was forwarded to the OAE, so we are aware that the order to show cause was received and there was a written submission, which Ms. Jupin asked the court to consider. I would be happy to take questions, or I can get more into the facts of this matter.
Please go ahead. I don't know that we need a detailed factual presentation, particularly in light of her partial response.
Thank you. The OAE agrees with the unanimous recommendation of the Disciplinary Review Board that respondent be disbarred for knowingly misappropriating client funds. The OAE filed a 6-count complaint against respondent. During a 1-year period, respondent engaged in knowing misappropriation in 8 different matters between January 2017 through February 2018. And those are in counts 2, 3, 4, and 5 of the OAE's complaint. Most of the money respondent misappropriated was property tax refunds from municipalities. She was entitled to between 5 and 10% of the refunds as her legal fees and was then required to return the balance of the funds to the clients. Although she had opened an attorney trust account in January 2017, respondent deposited client funds into her attorney business account, and that account had $2,000 in overdraft protection. Within days of depositing client refunds into her attorney business account, she would use those funds to take out cash, to pay her children's daycare, to pay her nanny, and to make numerous debit purchases for personal items. She spent not just the couple $100s she was entitled to receive as legal fees, she invaded client funds. About 1 to 5 months after depositing client refund checks, she would release her client's share of the refunds, or in one matter, release settlement funds to a plaintiff, by covering the shortage in her attorney business account just in time by making a deposit with either personal funds or other client funds. At times, she even deposited other client funds or her personal funds after cutting a check to a client for the refund, again, just before the check was about to clear. At the disciplinary hearing, respondent did not dispute what her bank records and file records clearly showed, and she stipulated to the underlying facts. Respondent's defense was that she did not knowingly take client funds due to her mental health reasons, which prevented her, in her words, from balancing her checkbook, checking her account balances, remembering whether she had deposited checks or not. Respondent referred to several different mental health conditions in her answer. A protective order was entered, and those descriptions of her mental health concerns will not be discussed on the record. But notably, she referred to several different types of disorders. Respondent provided no expert opinion and no proof that she suffered from any specific condition in 2017 to 2018.
Has she ever presented any medical proofs in connection with this matter?
Not personally. I believe she submitted a description of a mental health condition, but no mental health treatment records. And she said that during the relevant time period, 2017 to 2018, she was not even treating with anyone, though she said she was on prescription medications. The OA considered Jacobs, which provides that a respondent must establish a loss of competency, comprehension, or will of a magnitude that could excuse the egregious conduct, and that was not shown here. As found by the Disciplinary Review Board in its lengthy and detailed analysis, the powerful circumstantial evidence shows clearly and convincingly that during this 13-month time period, respondent knew that she was using client funds to pay her personal expenses. When respondent was preparing to issue disbursements to clients, again, she would deposit funds into the attorney business account just in time to bring the amount sufficient so that she could cover the disbursement she was making. She deliberately moved funds from an attorney trust account to an attorney business account at times when she had either a negative or a zero balance in the attorney business account. And immediately after she would put funds into her attorney business account that were client funds, she would spend them within a day or two. Her clients did not know that she was borrowing their funds. She was able to conceal her activity from her clients and find enough money from some source to release funds to her client. Respondent's actions show planning and deliberation in her use of client funds. And for this reason, it's distinguishable from Konopka, Gallo, and James, where the attorneys really had no idea what was in their accounts, and their misappropriation was not knowing. Here, to the extent she was inattentive to her accounts, it was intentional and was willful blindness, as in Skevin. Here, respondent took client monies entrusted to her. She knew that the money she had deposited into her attorney business account were client funds, and she knew that her clients had not authorized her to use the money. The OAE, for all these reasons, agrees with the recommendation of the Disciplinary Review Board that respondent should be disbarred. Be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Next is